On Sunday afternoons, crowds of people would gather on the shores of Bird Lake, and Louis would stand on the island in the middle of the lake and give his concert. This became a popular event in Philadelphia, where there isn't much to do on a Sunday. Louis was always at his best, for by playing for people, he was earning the right to remain free and not have his wing clipped. On the last Sunday before Christmas, the conductor from the Philadelphia Orchestra came to hear him and invited Louis to make a guest appearance with the symphony. Louis was very excited by this prospect. But a big storm came up late the next afternoon. The sky grew dark, the wind blew a howling gale. Most of the creatures in the zoo became restless and uneasy. The elephants trumpeted in alarm, the lions roared, the cockatoos screamed. For a while, the waters of Bird Lake looked like a small ocean. Many of the water birds sought protection on the land. Louis rode out the gale on the lake in the lee of the island. He faced the wind and kept paddling with his feet, his eyes bright with wonder at the strength of the blast. Suddenly, he saw an object coming down out of the clouds.
Maybe it's a flying saucer.
But then he realized it was a large white bird, struggling desperately to come in against the wind. In a moment, it splashed down and flopped ashore where it lay sprawled out, almost as if it were dead. Louis stared and stared.
It looks like a swan.
It was a swan.
It looks like Serena. It is Serena. She's here at last. My prayers have been answered.
Louis was tempted to rush right over. But then he thought,
no, that would be a mistake. She's in no condition at the moment to perceive the depth of my affection and the extent of my love. She's too pooped. I will give her a chance to recover.
When morning came, the storm was over. The lake grew calm. Serena was exhausted, but she was awake and alive. Still, Louis waited to approach her.
I'm not going to risk everything with a bird that is too tired to see straight. I won't hurry, and I won't worry. When I was without a voice, she ignored me because I couldn't tell her of my love. But through the power of music, I will tell her I love her in a language anybody can understand. She will hear the trumpet of the swan, and she will be mine.
Normally, if a strange bird had appeared on Bird Lake, one of the keepers would report its arrival to the head man in charge of birds. The head man would then give the order to have one of its wings clipped. But today, the keeper who attended the waterfowl was out sick with the flu. Nobody noticed that a new trumpeter swan had arrived.